Hello, everyone. It's Antonia again from the International Child Mentoring Fortress right here in Bay City, Michigan, with an important message about enticement. Enticement. We know when we go through some life crisis, there can always be enticement. There's always enticement. There's always going to be enticement. Every time we go through some kind of life crisis, there's always going to be an enticement to pull us back into that crisis. Well, if anybody knows anything about the book of Proverbs, there's a proverb that says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teachings. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." Well, you know, if anybody's really a true Christian, they will understand that it's important. It's important to teach a child. It's important to teach a child a solid foundation of what is right. Is the right way to go. You know, that's what the parents are supposed to do. They're supposed to instruct their children in the ways to go. And then, according to the biblical word, that, you know, when we teach our children the right ways to go, they will always follow in them when trouble starts to brew. But most of us don't always have that. You know, we always don't have that. A lot of us do not grow up under the wisdom, some kind of wisdom that teaches our life to stay on the right path, on the straight and narrow, as I heard as I was growing up, the straight and narrow path. A lot of us don't have that instruction to allow us to go on that straight and narrow path, so that when we go off into these life crises, we have nothing to pull us back up on that straight and narrow path. Well, my message today is the wisdom I'm sharing with everyone today is by gaining the wisdom, by knowing who you are, really. It's gaining wisdom about your life. It's gaining wisdom about your life that will put you on that straight and narrow path, that when you can come to terms with who you are in this lifetime, it'll give you some kind of wisdom. It'll give you some knowledge, right? Knowledge is wisdom. We can say knowledge is wisdom. What is wisdom to you? Wisdom, you know, I used to think that faith only had one meaning. Well, faith doesn't always mean in Jesus Christ. I found that out. When somebody has a faith, it's just that somebody has a belief. So what do you believe for your life? What is the faith that you have for your life? And so we can turn around and say wisdom doesn't always, you know, have the one meaning to it. Wisdom doesn't always have to be in the biblical truth, let's put it that way. For me, wisdom is in the biblical truth. But for you, it might be wisdom in something. What is your wisdom grounded and rooted in? Sometimes we have to realize that it is the wisdom and knowledge, knowing who you are, will guide your life. And that's what we need. We need to have a solid road to travel on. That way, when enticement comes up, we won't look to the left, we won't look to the right of the enticement to pull us off the straight and narrow path. Because see, we know we have knowledge, we have wisdom, we have that faith in who we are and where we're going to keep us on the straight and narrow path. Again, my wise word to everyone out there today that is going through some life crisis, and it doesn't always have to be a drugs and alcohol. There's a lot of other addictions out there. There's many other addictions out there, but we have to realize that what is instructing our life? That addiction does not instruct your life. We have to realize that the addiction will rule our life. The addiction will rule our life to a degree, until we say enough is enough and we have the desire to get rid of it. When we have the desire to get rid of the addiction, then something else has to come into your life. Something else has to come into your life to further instruct your life. Now, if you haven't grown up on a faith, some kind of doctrine, then you see, we have to, but you have to find something. See, not all of us that grew up in a church. Not everybody grew up in a church. Not everybody grew up having some kind of Christianity. But I'm saying to you today to make you realize that you must believe in something. You must have wisdom in something. You must have knowledge in something. You must gain some wisdom about who you are in this lifetime. When you gain that who you are and where you're going in this lifetime, it's going to put you onto a solid road heading towards your beliefs. And that's how we live our life, really, basically. Isn't that how we live our life? In what we believe. So we're coming off the addictions, the life crisis. That's no longer leading us, but we need to be instructed in another method. We need to allow something healthy to take over our life. We have to gain that wisdom. We have to gain a solid foundation. That's the solid foundation in wisdom is our road. Is really our straight and narrow road, and it's what you have faith in that's going to lead you. It's going to be the vehicle that's going to take you on the straight and narrow path. And this is what we do here in the International Fortress. In the International Child Mentoring Fortress here in Bay City. We try to help people find that wisdom, that faith of who they are, believing who they are, believing who they were created to be in this lifetime. And that's going to be the wind. See, that wisdom and knowing who you are is going to be the wind that's going to move you. And again, this is what we do. We help people to get onto their solid path, knowing who they are, gaining the right wisdom to instruct their life. We help them find the healthy instructions for their life to live a full, long-lasting life, right? That's what we're supposed to, we are supposed to live full, long lives. That's what the destiny of a human being is. The destiny of a human being is to live a full life, a full, long life. A full long life, and we can have that. We can have that to the degree that you gain your wisdom. The degree to how you live your life in that happy mode is the degree that you understand who you are in life. It's to the degree of the wisdom of the faith that you deepen. See, every day is another step walking to deepen that faith, that belief in why you're here on earth. You came to earth with a purpose. You didn't come with a purpose to fall into life crisis. They do happen. But here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, we help you recover from them. We help you recover from them, get you on your right path for you, the right, walk. We all don't walk the same way. We all don't walk the same path. We all have a special path that we walk on. And we help you gain that wisdom to stay on the right path to live a long and healthy life. I am Antonia. You can call me at, and my name is Antonia, but you can call me Tony. And my number is 989-415-8578. The number again is 989-415-8578. That's the easiest number. You can just dial in and make an appointment and get a free consultation. The first first meeting is free of charge. I explain a little more in depth and about what I do, what we do here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress. You can get a feel for the programs. All programs are tailor-made. Everything is tailor-made because, remember, we're all unique individuals. We are not clones. We are not clones of each other. We are all unique human beings, and so I tailor-make all programs according to your needs or what you need in your life at this moment to bring you some wisdom, to give you that knowledge, to gain that understanding that you have a special path. There's a special path that's opening up for you to live that long and special happy life. So please call me, 989-415-8578, and make a free consultation with me, and to go over some things and to see that if this program can't work for you. So until next time, I am Antonia, and I always say reach for the miracles because they are not fallacies. And if anybody wants to know where I'm at here in Bay City, the building I am in is just a block off Madison Avenue. It's in one of the buildings going on the one way to over the bridge, going crossing over the bridge to the south side of town. I'm in between Jefferson and 7th Street. I guess Jefferson is where the parking lot is. I say we're right behind the library, our new library here. Well, it's not brand new, but it's a new library. Right here, it's a few blocks in back of the library. And again, it's an easy place to find. Jefferson is where the parking lot is. To enter into the building, you do have to go in the doors facing Jefferson. And when you come into the parking lot, you're going to see two doors. And I'm in the door. My place is closer to the door on the left. So if you come into the door on the left, you go down the stairs and you'll see my little wing. I'm very fortunate and blessed to have this little wing. It's all to myself. I have a little wing all to myself here in this building here on 7th Street. So I welcome you all here that is listening here, live or out of the archives, to come join me here in the International Fortress and International Child Mentoring Fortress. If anybody wants to catch me, I do have another broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. It is the International Fortress, so I invite you to come listen to me there. But anyways, the important part is wisdom. We help you gain that wisdom for your life, to put you on that special path of your life. And that's how we treat everyone, as a special human being created to live a special life. So hope to see you soon. Until next time, have a great day.